This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Taco to go, taco to,
and a big queue.
Taco to go, taco to go.
We just review.
Quick Trip Taco, just $2.99. Comes with a big queue, this deal so fine. Brisket breakfast, so much to choose for $2.99. You really can't
taco,
lose.
Taco to go, taco to,
this deal legit.
Taco to go.
Only at Quick Trip.
Taco to go, taco to go, taco to go.
$2.99.
Walker delivers. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. The ball game's over. And Taiwan Walker with his first career save to lock up a 7-0 combined shutout win for the Phils tonight here in Tampa.
The best around?
Well, there you go, Taiwan.
Looked like it last night. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillo, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. The Phillies winning you back over. They are for me. They are for Kyle. Doubting Douglas over here says he's not. Didn't need to be won back over.
I need to be won back.
Aren't you special? Oh, I never jumped off the bandwagon. Shut up.
Doubting Douglas. Everyone knows you doubted. Everyone knows.
Kyle, don't be mad at me because you let that woman in front of you yesterday. See, I'm getting the residual of what happened yesterday.
Woman cut him off
in traffic, right? Oh. So he's still stewing about that. So I'm catching heat for that.
You want the story?
Yeah, why not?
When I was driving in yesterday, I was driving through the city.
Yep.
Stuck in a long line of traffic. Mm-hmm. And this woman tried to pull the old, let me just maneuver around the shoulder and get around everybody in front. But what happened was it was a parked car. So she was blocked.
Too stuck, yeah.
She couldn't get around. And she starts like signaling me to like, she wants to ask me something. So I rolled down my window and she's like, can I get in front of you? And I was like, why? And she's like, I'm trapped. And I was like, yeah, well, like, why'd you pull around?
Oh, you made it a whole conversation.
Yeah. And she was like, because I'm in a rush. And I'm like, yeah, everybody is in a rush. Like, we're all going to work. And like, I could tell I kind of stumped her a little bit. Yeah. But I was eventually, just go.
Mad because he was nice.
You made it earn it, though. I was like,
you need to explain to me what you're doing right now.
He's trying to get his meanness back. Being mean here.
Well, he let it. I mean, really, mean would have been having her explain the whole thing and be like, well, actually, no.
Yeah. No. I just wanted her to admit it.
Yeah. Okay. And I get that. I mean, I think that's, you said every day we had to get Hugh to admit things he's wrong about.
That's right.
Yeah. I'm
hardly wrong.
Well.
But I will, okay, since we're here.
Yeah.
I'll apologize to that person I cut off in traffic yesterday.
You did what? After all your big talk about, you know, being kind on the road?
No, but this is what happened.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I drive a big ass truck, Joe.
Yes.
They were in this little ass, I don't know what it was, little white car. And they were speed, I can't see you. So when I cut them off, all I heard was the horn blowing.
And
I
was
like,
no.
My bad. I was like,
they slammed that horn on you?
Yeah, but then I took off because I didn't feel like, you know, I didn't want to do the awkward. I was just, you know, I was like, I didn't want to do it. You know how when you pull
away.
Up on somebody.
You ran away?
You pull up on somebody and you want to look at them and give them the mean look. Yeah. I didn't feel like doing that. So I just took off.
That person out there in the white car, that was Hugh Douglas, former Eagle, who got you off. All right, 215-592.
Cut them off bad.
94-94. Are the Phillies starting to win you back over? They are for me. But Hugh, we got to get to Taiwan. Kyle played us back in with it. We hit it a little bit in the first segment. That was different last night. His first career save. He came out last night in the seventh inning and he finished the game. 3 innings, 7 strikeouts. That is an eye-opening 3 innings, regardless if it's to start a game, to end a game. Like, if you have 7 strikeouts over 3 innings, your stuff is for real. And you're fooling hitters and you're he hit 94 last night, which last year he was hitting 90, 91, and they sent him to Tampa to do like the weighted ball thing so he could increase the strength of his shoulder.
Yeah.
Well, whatever they've done, it's worked. Obviously, he's pitched better this year. But Hugh, that was like I went from okay, he's in the bullpen now. Maybe he'll pitch in blowouts, which last night was. But when I watched it last night, I was like, oh, this might be something that they may have stumbled upon someone that could really help them in the bullpen.
And you know what it is, Joe? Even though he pitched like he was upset, he embraced it.
Yeah.
I mean, because I think that's the most important thing. Again, never been a pitcher. But the people that I've talked to about being in that role, mm-hmm. the mentality is totally different. You know, because it's all or nothing, and you can just, you know, you can just let your hair down, so to speak, when you're in that role, because you're only going to be out there for so long. You don't have to pace yourself. You don't have to worry about, you know, stretching it out a little bit. And that's what he showed last night. He might have been in a situation where he didn't want to do it, but he did it. And now, since he's had success doing it, because if I'm not mistaken, he did something that hadn't been done in a while, as far as being in that situation, yeah, and getting a save.
To get that kind of length of a save and have that many strikeouts, it's very rare.
Yeah. So it's one of those things where he probably feels good about the position that he's in. And on top of that, you have a guy that can probably do both. He could do both if you need him to.
Well, you're right. And the other thing he provides right now, Hugh, which most of the guys in their bullpen don't. I mean, when they signed Joe Ross, I think they thought he could do this, but they've kind of transitioned him to just one or two innings. He could provide length.
Long relief.
Right. Like last night, the game was basically over. You don't want to use two or three relievers to get the last few innings, right? If you could just finish it with one, that saves the rest of the bullpen for tonight. I mean, he didn't just pitch well. He saved everyone else. So if tonight is a close game, which most likely will be close, most of their games will be close this year, then they have all their guys, right? They didn't need to use Strom last night in a 7-0 game. I thought he was awesome last night. I mean, 7 strikeouts, I almost did a double take when I watched the last strikeout.
I didn't even know it was him.
Well, I know.
To the day.
You got fooled. He was so good, you didn't realize it was him.
I didn't realize who it was. You know, just watching the game and kind of just watching the performance.
Yeah.
And it didn't register at the time.
Well, because we haven't seen him throw that hard since he got here.
Yeah.
I was impressed last night by him. 215-592-9494. Are you buying Taiwan? Bullpen Taiwan. What should we call him? Is he Bullpen Taiwan now?
That's fine.
Bullpen Taiwan?
Since we have to have, everybody
Taiwan,
has to have a nickname.
Taiwan Rivera? Is it too early
that's
for that?
That's fine. We can do that. If that's what you feel comfortable saying.
Might be a little early for that.
Nah. I mean, has it ever stopped us before?
No. I mean, you're doubting Douglas because you doubt people. I mean, you have a lot of nicknames. All right, but let's hear from Taiwan on the bullpen adjustments he's had to make here.
Yeah, just staying ready. I mean, from the beginning of the game, you know, I think being a long guy, you kind of have to be ready. You know, anything can happen. So just be ready from the first inning on and just stay loose and just, you know, pay attention to the game.
Well, he makes it seem easy. It's not easy to do what he did last night. I mean, sometimes when starters transition to the bullpen, it takes them a while to get a new routine down. I mean, that was the first time they called upon him, and boom, he goes out there and dominates. Let's hear Topper after the game on Taiwan and kind of the role now that he's in and where this whole thing might go.
Now you start thinking about different things with him, you know. But now, at the same time, we want to keep his pitch count up because we might go back to a 6-man, but geez, that looks pretty good for one inning, too.
So by different things, you mean like leverage?
Yeah, like, you know. If that guy can dial it up for an inning or two, that's really something.
You know what I heard there when I heard Topper?
What'd you hear?
He had something in mind when they moved him to the bullpen. Like, he'll be our long guy, but if we need to go back to the rotation, a 6-man, he's our guy, right? You know what I think happened last night?
What happened?
He watched him and he was like,
I got something here.
The relief pitcher I need might be right there in Taiwan Walker.
And it's something to be said about somebody who embraces that.
Mm-hmm.
He might not, I put it like this, Joe. It might have been a situation where he had to pitch last night out of necessity. They wanted to see how he did, and he probably had a little bit of an attitude about it. But after he pitched and his teammates, you know, kind of received him the way that they did, he's probably cool with the spot he's in right now.
I mean, look, I think you're right about the attitude. He carried himself out there last night like, you know what? Bleep everyone. I'm just going to blow everyone away. And I've never seen him pitch like that in a Phillies uniform. I mean, the first few years he was here obviously wasn't very good. Last year was terrible. But even when he was a starter earlier this season, we didn't see that. That was big-time stuff. 215-592-9494. All right, your phone calls here on the Phillies. Are they winning you back over? And, of course, Taiwan Walker, are you buying what you saw last night, Kyle? What do you think?
Well, you know, I've come around in the big way on, well, not only Taiwan the player, because he's got to show me that, but Taiwan the guy. Like, I was, the whole thing about tweeting and liking tweets about Topper not using them in the postseason and stuff.
He's evolved from there.
Yeah, it was like, who does this guy think he is?
Yeah.
But, like, everything you hear about him and the fact that he's, like, you hear that he's a really good teammate.
And then they always say he worked hard. He just stunk last year.
And for a guy that makes as much money as he does, to accept the role to go to the bullpen, not only do that, but to, like, really embrace it. And like, I, just every time I hear him talk, I'm like, you know, I think he's a pretty impressive guy at this point.
Well, I remember there was a moment last September where he wasn't supposed to pitch, or he had just moved him from the rotation and something happened. He had to come into a game in like the second inning and he just pitched, or he wore it for innings to save the bullpen. And they all, you know, commented after the game how much that meant to the team. Yeah, there's a reason the guys like him. He's obviously worked hard enough to fix whatever that was last year, because last year he was so bad. I mean, he was one of the worst pitchers in all of baseball last year. And now this year he's helped them a lot, both as a starter and now as a reliever. I'm intrigued. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's go to the phone lines here, and then we got you set you up for a little Hughes Clues. Ron in Monco. What's up, Ron?
Yo, welcome.
What's going
back
on, man?
Ron, what's up?
Hugh.
Hey.
What's up? So you're in a big black truck, right?
Well, it's gray. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Cool. And then a little white car. White car. Had the audacity to come around you.
You see what he did there, Ron. What are you doing?
Well, I mean, you were very descriptive with the car.
No. Ron, what are you doing? What are you doing to me?
Too early for this, Ron. Too early.
Hey, listen.
It's only 10:40, Ron.
We are not a divisive show.
Now, you already slipped up yesterday.
What did he do yesterday?
Wait a minute.
He confused
yesterday.
Cooper Flagg with Tyler Hero.
Oh, all white basketball players?
No, it wasn't.
Listen, I know what it sounded like, but it wasn't like
Kevin Love, Larry Bird,
yep.
JJ Redick.
It wasn't like
Kyle Korver.
We are all
the same.
Ron, mm-hmm. Look what you started. We are all inclusive.
Tom Gugliotta. They're all the same.
You confuse Joe and I all the time.
Christian Laettner. I was going to name white basketball players so you guys stop me. Go ahead, Ron.
Joe.
Mike
your
Miller.
Staff, it even gets better, right?
Mm-hmm.
It even gets better. But I call in, and of course, I say to the screener, I said, you know, you're nicer to a woman that goes around you and then she gets pinned in, and you're nicer to her than you are.
Yeah, because you're a jerk.
Good.
Well,
great.
I mean, maybe that woman had a bad moment. You're the same Ron every time you call in. Repeat behavior.
You're a male appendage. That's why. You know.
That's what I called him on the phone, yeah. It was a more colorful time.
All right, Ron, what do you got? Are the Phillies winning you back over, Ron? Let's go.
No. Listen. I just want to give a quick report on progress that I see.
Okay?
Mm-hmm. And I definitely see a big question mark yet, but I see guys working.
Mm-hmm.
I see particular guys working in the box. Okay? Stott is working his tail off. You know, yet to see if he's going to – I mean, I don't think he's ever going to be Lenny Dykstra. I don't think anybody can be Lenny Dykstra. But, you know, he's trying, and you can see it. And the other guy, surprisingly, is Casty. Nick is actually trying to give the professional at-bats. You can't help but see it. It's already made him a better hitter. I mean, he'll still come out and go after the first pitch, but a lot of the time so far this year he's connected on the first pitch.
Well, he's driven the ball the other way. Both of those guys,
exactly.
I agree.
Stott
sees as many pitches as anyone in baseball, so he's doing that to help the rest of the lineup. And you're right, Castellanos has driven the ball to right field more this year than either the last 2 years, it feels like.
Yeah, for sure. I definitely see guys working.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, even the center fielder. I mean, I see these guys working, and that's all we ask out of these guys. Give us a day's work for the pay, dude.
It sounds like they're winning you back over, Ron. It sounds like you're being won over.
Take a lot, man. Uh-huh. Here we go. How's this schedule? This up and coming schedule looks like it's a nice test.
Yeah, sure.
So let's see how these guys, because you know what they know. And I think we all know that this thing is going to be blown up next year. And it has to be, whether they do well or they don't. They have to regenerate this team, because you saw what happened with the 08 team, you know, and these guys are getting into that territory. And if they don't win, they don't win. You know, if they do, oh, well, that's awesome. But that now you feel better about moving on and getting into the next era of the Phillies baseball, because this one is either going to make you or break you. And one other thing, Joe,
mm-hmm.
I'm really surprised we haven't seen a major injury yet. Honest to God, I thought we banked on one.
What, because they're old?
Of care.
Yeah, well, no, yeah. Well, I'm wondering why you're feeling that. Just you decided to wake up and feel like someone should get hurt. No, I get it. Well, I mean,
sounds like Ron.
They have done it. I'll say this, though. The trainers and I think the pitching coach is part of this. They've done a good job keeping these pitchers healthy. They didn't make a single roster move with their whole pitching staff, bullpen included, the whole month of April. I mean, usually these guys, these relievers drop like flies. I mean, they keep them pretty healthy around here, somehow.
One last thing on that point exactly. You know what? Keep Tyrone Walker. Just keep him in circulation because Ranger didn't look good at all.
Well, you know what?
He
looked like crap.
He looked like pre-spring training, man.
He did. Might be why Topper was. And Ron, we appreciate the phone call. That might have been the underlying thing because Topper last night was like, "Yeah, we got to keep him stretched down in case we go back to six man," but. He looked good. I wonder if part of that is, you know, if Ranger pitches poorly again this weekend, then maybe they're like, well, Taiwan's better right now.
Yeah, but that performance that he had in the bullpen is gonna make that decision a little bit hard.
I agree with you on that.
You know what I mean? Especially when you talk about how he saved the other guys, and we've been talking about that all year long. So Ranger's gonna have to come out and show that he can be, like, if he wants to get paid, he's gonna have to pitch.
So here's my question. Because you're taking credit for Taiwan of the bullpen, right?
I'm just saying, I saw it. I have vision.
Okay. But if Taiwan's better than Ranger right now, wasn't I right?
Mm. What do you mean?
Well, because part of my reasoning was Taiwan's a better pitcher than Ranger.
What you're talking about.
Well, I didn't want to switch him because Taiwan's better than Ranger right now.
I wanted to switch him because right now Ranger wants to be a starting pitcher. Yeah, and they're going to give him opportunities.
But he stunk on Sunday.
Well, it's only one outing.
I know.
It's only one.
They might be left with the reality that they have two potentially quality bullpen pieces, but only one quality starting pitcher. And that makes a decision easy for them. Like, if Taiwan can do either, and they feel like Ranger can't do the starting thing,
and
then
he's going to cost himself some money.
That's too bad.
His money is irrelevant.
I'm just saying, that's on Ranger.
Yeah,
that's why
on Ranger.
I feel like Ranger's going to pitch better. Mm-hmm. He has to. Oh. He's almost in a situation where he has to go out there and show, because he sees it,
you know,
and he knows that for lack of a better way of saying it, Taiwan's the swing man.
Did Bryce Huff play better because he had to?
Nope.
Sometimes it just doesn't
well,
work
when
out.
Well, you suck.
I think Bryce Huff was asked to do something that I don't think he was prepared to
Is
do.
Is he prepared this year?
He better be.
Well, yeah.
He better be.
We're
betting on him, and if he don't get it done, then, you know.
Hold on.
We'll spin this one.
We're betting on him?
Yeah, we're betting on him.
I'm not betting on Taiwan. On Bryce Huff.
What's the connective?
No,
we're in this thing together. We're betting on Bryce Huff.
You
were
on Bryce Huff Island. You've carved out real estate there. All right, 215-592-9494. Hugh, we got a prize to give away today. You know what that is, right?
Yes.
Well, you know what the prize is?
Well, I know what the prize. Well, it's $100 gift certificate, right?
Well,
you like to change the price.
Well, you know what it says here. Yeah. It says we have a $94 gas card to Sunoco. But
I wish I could win that gas card. I need gas. Gas is expensive.
You need gas because you only fill it up $40 at a time.
This new commute got me going to gas station a lot.
Do you realize how many trips you could
to
save?
My guns.
I'm
sticking to my guns.
Well, listen.
It's the principality.
You're a lost cause. Hopefully the person that wins today doesn't have to be. All right, we have a $100 gift card on the line today to Sunoco. Let's play a little game called Hugh's Clues.
Have you seen my dog, Hugh? He's got a brand new clue. It begins with a tramp stamp. Everybody's looking for Hugh's Clues. Come on in. Hugh's Clues. It's Hugh's Clues and you.
All right, the first clue right out the box. This person wears shoes.
You think you're real funny?
I do. I do, because I know.
Do you have many people in their car right now?
Triggered right now.
I mean, there are curse words out there.
No, and I know that, and I'm starting to lean into it because I like, for whatever reason, I kind of like being irritating. It's weird, right? But I do kind of like being irritating.
A few months ago, we had a call that said you were, or maybe it was a commenter that said you were an instigator. This is what they're talking about.
But you know what? I looked at it like this because last night I was like, man. You got any people head you live in rent-free? Like, that's a great place to be.
Wait.
There are people that tune into YouTube right now that probably can't stand me, but they're here.
Yep.
Hold on a second.
And they're talking bad about me because I live rent-free in their head. And to me,
wait.
That made that that made me feel so vibrant and alive.
But that,
like, seriously, think about that. People that don't even know me, Joe, we live rent-free.
That fuels you.
And people hate. You know what I'm saying?
Listen, I'm happy you feel good about this. But
I do.
That first clue sucks.
It's bad.
You got to change it.
He wears shoes, though.
No. Nope.
This person wears shoes. That's
everyone wears shoes, Hugh.
Not everybody.
Not everybody.
No.
What do you mean not everybody?
Jason Kelce doesn't wear shoes.
Yes, he does.
No, he doesn't. He wears flip-flops every day until he has to play.
Change it.
What?
You got to change the clue.
Okay, fine.
And flip-flops are shoes.
Well, they're not. They're like what I should have said clothes shoes. Okay, fine. I'll change the first clue. Okay. The first clue is this person is supposed to be funny, but I don't think they're funny at all.
You know what the comments are going to be on this?
Yes.
Hugh Douglas.
That's
Hugh
cool.
thinks he's real funny.
Rent free.
All right, so this person is supposed to be funny, but you don't
supposed
find them funny?
Supposed to be funny. Like, they're okay. actually,
I get you.
They're supposed to be, like,
funny.
A comedian.
Okay, but you don't find them funny.
No, not at all.
All right, there's your first clue. See, that? Now, that's actually an interesting clue.
Yeah.
People might get mad at you for it, but that one.
I was looking at the comments already. They're probably blazing me.
Well, is that anything new?
Rent free.
Mm-hmm.
Rent free.
You were actually getting cooked like the minute that it turned on today.
It's his shirt.
It's his shirt.
Free.
What is
they're going to have some good ones.
What is he, a banana? Ripe banana today?
We'll see.
Rent free.
Bruce in D.C. What's up, Bruce?
Oh, man. Y'all got me, man. And I said I was going to play Hugh's clues, and I'm the first one. I'm going to have to take a guess at that clue.
Yep, this is what he does.
Oh my God, you guys are killing me. I said, man, please don't call me. Because I have no idea.
Well, that's all right. Bruce, what do you got on the Phillies? I need to know, are the Phillies winning you back over, Bruce? Need to know.
No, man, no. Oh. Hell no. I'm going to tell you, I'm a boo bird, man. I need to see more. Now, let me just say this. Okay. I'll say the positives, right? Mm-hmm. From what I saw from Taiwan Walker last night, great pitching. But see, this is one of my problems with the Phillies is that I do not agree that Ranger should be the starting pitcher after his first outing. Now, we're going to see what's going to happen later on. But if he has one or two more outings where he can't make it to five innings, I firmly believe that Ranger should have went to the pen first, okay, and gradually work his way back into the starting rotation. It's a show-me thing.
Well, okay? I agree with you on this, Bruce. And right now, today, Taiwan is a more effective pitcher. I mean, that's just that's where it is.
Yeah. Absolutely. So we're going to see the politics behind that, I mean, with his contract and how this is going to play out. But I think that they're making a mistake on that. But we'll see. It hasn't cost them yet, but we'll see how that plays out. The other thing is Bryce's bat. I'm still concerned about his bat. We're going to see where he's, you know, he's going to, he's, you know, he needs to improve. But what's been impressive about them is that they've been able to be successful without him at this point. But between that and the defense, they still need work on the defense.
Mm.
I still have questions about the pen, even though they have done better lately.
I do too. I think we all do. But it's been better. I mean, the whole operation has been better for a couple weeks. All right, Bruce, give us your guess. Your guess for Hugh's Clues. First up today.
Oh, man. Man, I'm going to say Spike Eskin, man.
Bruce, not it.
Wow, we doing that? We taking dumps on coworkers?
We might as well.
Is Spike supposed to be a funny man? Is that his?
I don't think so. I don't think that's.
I mean, sometimes when he gets really animated, I laugh.
Oh,
I'm
well,
listening. Yeah.
But I think that's unintentional.
Yeah, right. I don't know. Does he come across as a funny man? I don't. That's not. Maybe he's supposed to. I don't know. That guess I was not ready for, but no, it's not Spike. All right, 215-592-9494. For your guesses for Hugh's Clues, $100 gift card to Sunoco. Plus, when we come back, along with the Phillies, are you buying Taiwan Walker, the reliever, and is this team winning you back over? They are for me. We'll get to what happened last night in the NBA playoffs, a series that is just, it's gonna hurt everyone in one way or the other. Plus, someone who has to answer for something they said about it. That's all next on the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. And let's talk about my friends over at FanDuel. And they're in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, the best place to find all your favorite player props. And now you can make the smarter play with new performance trends. Want to see if a guy is hitting that over consistently, or maybe they've been flirting with a potential triple-double. Get the latest stats right inside the app and see who's heating up. And once the game starts, That's when things get interesting. You can bind live prop bets into a same-game parlay for a chance to win big. If you don't already have FanDuel, it's not too late to get in the action. You'll get started with $200 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to join today. Make every moment more with FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP.